Chapter 1. Florence. Even when Diana was a little girl, the name of the Italian town had inspired thoughts of lush landscapes, cobblestone streets, flowery breezes, and romance. Lots of romance. So it was ironic that Diana was here in Italy on her whirlwind European trip, completely alone. Diana had always been a planner, detailing things almost down to the minute. But when she'd left Paris, she'd made a decision. She'd spent the 10-hour high-speed bullet train ride, with a transfer in Milan, transforming her itinerary, which was once full of sights and excursions every tourist wanted to see, to something else. A bucket list of sorts, personalized to her. The first item on the list? Fall in love in Italy. A tall order, considering she couldn't speak the language, was newly divorced and had been hurt before, and wasn't exactly a spring chicken. But as she stepped off the train at Firenze Santa Maria Novella railway station early that morning, she dragged in a bracing breath of chilly air and smiled, excited by the challenge. She looked around at the many tourists scurrying about like mice, energized and thrilling over the possibilities. "I can do this, and it's going to be great." Smiling from ear to ear, she retrieved her luggage and walked along the concourse, listening to the musical sound of the Italian language wafting up from the intercom and from people around her. In the background, Andrea Bocelli crooned. The rich scent of roast coffee and vanilla coming from a tiny pasticceria tantalized her. The station was modern and nondescript, a boxy warehouse by American standards, but a little shiver went through her as she stepped outside into the warm light of morning and gazed up at the Italian flag flapping in the breeze and the tile-roofed Florence buildings scattered about the hillside. She stepped around a rack brimming with bicycles and stood in front of the McDonald's, a reminder that she could never fully escape America, no matter how hard she tried, waiting for a taxi. She decided to wait to check her phone for messages, which she was sure would be all from Lily and Bee, her adult children in vastly different time zones, and all of them versions of, "Are you okay?" They hadn't believed she could do this. Didn't think she'd make it. Thought she'd come back after the first week. But she'd muddled through. Paris had been an adventure, what with nearly being arrested and murdered. No, it hadn't been everything she was hoping for. Far from it. But in a lot of ways, it had been more. And she already couldn't wait to see what kind of adventure she'd find in Italy. A taxi pulled up at the curb, and an old man popped out, smiling at her as he tipped his flat cap and took her luggage. "Buongiorno." "Buongiorno," she replied, scrolling through the translation app on her phone. "Per favore, portami a questo indirizzo, Castello di Gabbiano." "Could you please take me to this address?" "Ah, sì," he said, opening the door for her and helping her in. Then he slipped into the driver's seat and they took off into the wondrous historic city nestled in the heart of Tuscany. The city proper was full of small winding streets that it seemed the small cab would barely fit through, though much of it was like any ordinary city, with streets full of busy, fashionable people, tightly packed modern buildings and traffic. Everywhere around were signs of the rich history of this part of the world. She kept her eyes peeled for the unique sights that made Florence, Florence, looking for things that had been on her old list, the Cathedral of Santa Maria, the Galleria, and more. She still planned to see them, but since all her plans in Paris had been thrown into the air and she'd still had an amazing time, she'd decided to be more flexible about it. Not exactly an easy thing. After 52 years of rigid scheduling, this leopard wasn't going to change its spots overnight. Still, she was determined, and as a former successful